This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's only one. There's only one pod in the Motor City that's keeping you up to date on everything Detroit sports. This is The Daily Ticket with your host, Jeff Rieger.
What's going on, everybody? Hi, it's Jeff Rieger, another episode of The Daily Ticket. It's a Wednesday, a hump day, the 24th, April 2024. Tomorrow, the NFL draft, people. In downtown Detroit, we've been talking about it all week, and if we're being completely honest, I had an epiphany this morning. So I'm driving around, had to drop my daughter off at school, had to run a couple of errands, had to hit up the local Meijer. You ever drive and you get to your destination, but you don't really remember getting to your destination because you just go so deep in thought? It's rather scary to tell you the truth. You're like, how the fuck did I get here? You're at one spot, and next thing you know, you're like in your driveway, or you're at work, and you step out of your car, and you're like, I don't know that I remember that drive. Come on, it's happened to you, correct? It's had to have happened to you. Well, it happened to me yesterday, because during a commercial break, listening to the morning show, I started thinking about how things are so different with the Lions. And it's a weird thing, because the thought started with like, hey, excited to go to the draft. I wonder how it's going to be. I can't wait to walk around. I can't wait to meet a bunch of Lions fans. I can't wait to hit up a bunch of the local establishments, try to get as close to the stage as possible. By the way, if you're looking to get close to the stage, you better be there Thursday, tomorrow, at least by noon, which means you're going to wait around for like 8 hours. There's going to be plenty to do. But if you want to get close, rumor is you better get there by noon. So I'm not quite sure how you handle that. You better make sure to go to the bathroom several times before you get to your spot. Are you going to rock one of those diapers? I don't know how people are going to go about this, because you're not going to be moving if you want to get yourself a good spot. It's going to be interesting to hear people's experiences at the NFL draft. So I started thinking about that. And next thing I realized, I was thinking about Brad Holmes. And isn't it funny, because during this course of Campbell and Holmes being in charge of the Lions and Sheila Ford Hamp, it used to be so negative. I mean, listen, Jared Goff is right about me. I reveled in the negativity. Oh, man, I've cracked so many jokes about the Lions over the course of my radio career and just life in general. Like, I used to have this long-running joke on social media, Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it to be exact, and I used to always crack the joke that when the Lions did not score in the first half or even during the game, because that did happen way too many times, I would say, breaking news, Lions cannot get into their locker room, ... Somebody put an end zone in front of it. People got sick of that joke. But the problem was the Lions never got any better. So I was able to use that joke over and over and over. And listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the negativity was fun. Like, it was fun making fun of Matt Patricia. It was fun making fun of Bob Quinn. It was really fun making fun of Rod Marinelli. It was just fun to make fun of the Lions. I used to have this long running gag on the radio talking about how I'll be dead and buried and worms eating me before the Lions go to the Super Bowl. And let's be honest, that might not happen then either. But now everything's changed. And you know this. You went to the NFC title game last year. You're Super Bowl favorites this year. Holmes and Campbell have done such an amazing job turning this thing around, proving to people like me that they can be a legitimate football team and do things that legitimate football teams do. So I'm having this thought as I'm driving. Again, rather scary, correct? And then I start thinking to myself, okay, what's the best thing that Holmes has done? And the answer is there's a lot of them. But I think the best thing he's done is the draft. Because for the longest time, reveling in the negativity, as Jared Goff accused me of, I think he was talking to me. He probably wasn't, but I just choose to believe he was talking to me because I do that. But I do remember like an annual radio topic right around when the draft gets going was always like, hey, who is the Lions' worst draft pick of all time? And we had a right to ask that question because there's been so many lousy draft picks over the years that didn't work out. And embarrassingly, usually we're out of the league within 2 to 3 to 4 years. Like whether it be Matt Millen or Martin Mayhew or Bob Quinn, for the most part, these guys couldn't draft like at all. And all we did was bitch and moan about draft picks and the Lions not getting it right because they never got it right. But Brad Holmes always gets it right. It is the biggest change of the organization. The best thing that Brad Holmes has done, and he's done a lot of great things, he's got us wondering who his best draft pick is instead of who the organization's worst draft pick is of all time. Like, think about it for a second. Brad Holmes is responsible just in 3 short years for Aiden Hutchinson and Amon-Ra St. Brown, a 4th-round pick, and Sam Laporta, a 2nd-round pick, and Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody. What are you doing? You're taking a running back in the 1st round? Turned out that he pretty much reshaped how people think the NFL draft should go. Penei Sewell, Holmes' 1st pick. I'd say it was a good one. I was a moron. I went to Justin Fields. Brad Holmes, I'd say, made the right choice. He got himself an all-pro left-right tackle. He's going to be a left tackle eventually. He was a left tackle in college. But he was an amazing pick, and he was Holmes' 1st pick. Brian Branch was a 2nd-round pick. Kirby Joseph, a 3rd-round pick. Aleem McNeil. Nobody ever talks about him. What a great pick he was in the 3rd round. James Houston, 6th-round pick. Malcolm Rodriguez, 6th-round pick. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. You really got to search hard for bad Brad Holmes picks. Like Levi Onwuzurike in the 2nd round of his 1st draft, I think was really the only one. I know I'm missing some. But my point is, man, how things have changed. We used to constantly ask, well, who was the Lions' worst draft pick of all time? And there's way too many options. To now we say, well, who is Holmes' best draft pick? And I would love to hear your answer. For me, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. And they're all pretty damn good. And they all really make an impact. And you're winning with all of them. And I'd say the best thing about Holmes is that in draft after draft after draft, he finds a way to get a bunch of guys that make an impact. It's unbelievable. But I'd say his best one's probably Amon-Ra. It's a 4th-round guy. If you go back and redo that draft, Amon-Ra is probably, what, a top 5 pick in the NFL draft? He's already an all-pro. He's going to get himself a massive deal. I mean, to me, that's Holmes' best pick. But man, if you were to say, like, I don't know, Brian Branch or Penei Sewell or Aiden Hutchinson, I'm not going to argue with you. Sam Laporta, I'm not going to argue with you at all. But it's just crazy as we approach the draft, how it's changed from who's their worst to now who is their best. And I thought I would take this time just to show you how it used to be. I've compiled a list, and it's in no particular order. I've compiled a list of the 15 worst Lions draft picks of all time. And the only reason I'm doing this is simply because we don't need to focus on this shit anymore. We don't need to be negative anymore. We don't need to walk around with that cloud hanging over us that we're never going to win a Super Bowl. We're never going to go to a Super Bowl. We're a joke of an organization. And the draft is our Super Bowl. We don't think about that anymore, do we? Like, isn't it funny how things have changed? The Super Bowl now, hopefully, is going to be our Super Bowl. For the longest time, everybody always used to say, and it used to annoy the shit out of me, oh, the draft is the Lions Super Bowl. Ho, 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 ho. Because usually we were picking pretty damn high. And along with the draft came a bunch of angst. Oh, did they get it right? Oh, hopefully this guy got it right this time. No, how could they have gone corner? They should have gone edge. They picked a receiver in the first round. Are you kidding me? Remember all those conversations on the radio? Remember all those thoughts that were like running through your head? Those are all gone. They're all gone. The NFL draft is no longer our Super Bowl. It's simply the NFL draft, which is pretty great. So here you go. I've compiled a list. And again, in no particular order, of who were the Lions' worst draft picks of all time. I'm a 48-year-old man. So if I don't go back far enough for your liking, I do apologize. But here's who I got. Tees Tabor. It's got to be up there. Second-round pick, Bob Quinn. Absolutely atrocious. A cornerback that had such a slow 40 time. And always got burnt and never really found his way in the NFL. I think he eventually went to San Francisco's practice squad. I think that's where he wound up. I don't know if he's in the league anymore. What about Jerry Davis? That was a Bob Quinn pick. First round pick. Linebacker. His only talent was on blitzes getting home. He did that a couple of different times. Really nice guy. Really smart guy. Just not a great football player. Jerry Davis was a first-round pick. I don't know of another organization that would have taken that dude in the first round. Here's one from kind of out of the blue. But Drew Stanton, he was a second-round pick. Drew Stanton. Now, he turned out to make a whole lot of money and had himself a nice NFL career as a backup. Of course, played at Harrison and for Michigan State. But Drew Stanton wasn't a second-round pick. But for the Lions, he was. Do you remember another second-round pick, Akika Alama Francis? Remember this dude? I remember being on the radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Second round, I'm pretty sure it was the second round. Probably should have looked it up, but I couldn't find him on the internet. I think the internet has forgotten about him. But he was like a volleyball player. nobody had Akika Alama-Francis going in the draft, much less the second round. That was an awful draft pick that nobody ever talks about. Of course, we can't forget Eric Ebron, first round, 2014. I mean, a bad tight end, like to talk a lot of smack to the fans of Detroit. Ended up going to Pittsburgh. And the big thing about Ebron was the Lions passed on Aaron Donald to go with the tight end. Not great. Andre Ware was a bad pick, seventh overall in 1990. Everybody thought, oh, the Lions' solution to the run-and-shoot offense, he's going to be amazing. No, he wasn't. What about Reggie Rogers? He was an awful pick. Defensive end from Washington. Got into a car accident. He killed three teenagers. Passed away at the age of 39. I mean, that was an awful draft pick, and unfortunately, he came with a lot of tragedy as well. Titus Young. He's got to make the list, right? That was a Bob Quinn pick. Second-round pick. Good receiver. Problem was, he couldn't stay out of trouble. Punched Louis Delmas in the face. Do you remember this? And he eventually wound up in prison. What about Joey Harrington? He also makes my list. Joey Harrington, what, third overall pick, second overall pick? Captain comeback at Oregon? I really thought that was going to be a great pick. Yeah, I was wrong. That was a Millen pick. Who could forget about big Aaron Gibson, the offensive lineman? Drafted in 1999, he was waived in 2021. That's got to be a record. Thanks, Matt. Javon Best, it's got to make the list. I mean, that was a good running back who had some big-time moments in Detroit. The problem was he couldn't stay healthy. Javon Best, good dude, good running back, good player, but just injury-prone. So, unfortunately, he makes my list. Gazdor Cherilis makes the list. That was an awful draft pick. Mike Williams, he's got to be on there too. As the story goes, everybody in the draft room did not want Mike Williams except for Matt Millen. They were going to go a different direction. They were going to draft somebody else. In the last seconds, Millen said, nope, this is my fucking show. I'm drafting Williams. And that was a mess. And then, of course, Charles Rogers. Charles Rogers, all the talent in the world, a very sad story. I really thought he was going to be amazing in Detroit. He was great at Michigan State. And then, unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but ran into some problems with drugs and injuries and everything else. And it was an awful pick. Do you remember doing these topics? This is what we did. This is what I was thinking about when I was driving around aimlessly, not realizing that I'm driving. We don't have to do this anymore. I'm so thankful. Like, this is the best thing that Brad Holmes has given us. Of all the great things that this GM has done for the Detroit Lions, all the leaps that they've taken since he's been here, I'd say the best thing is he's such a good drafter that we finally can bury these lists of who was the worst Lions draft pick of all time. So here's what I want from you. Give me the best Brad Holmes pick. And furthermore, one last time, for old time's sakes, so we can say goodbye to it once and for all, who was the worst Lions draft pick of all time? Who was the biggest bust of all time? I named 15. Do you agree with one of my 15, or are you going with somebody else? Let me know. I appreciate it. Man, it feels good not to live and die by the draft anymore. Like, whoever Brad Holmes picks in the first round, if he trades back to the second round, if he trades up to higher in the first round, nobody is going to say anything. Nobody's going to be upset, and he's earned that. Nobody's going to go at him. Nobody's going to say that's a bad pick, and he's earned that. And that feels good, right? Now, maybe it turns out to be a bad pick. Who knows? But for right now, feels good, doesn't it, to trust your GM to get it right. And he's gotten it right already, considering you're picking at 29 instead of 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5, or 6, or top 10. So, I just wanted to tell you about my drive, I guess. What do you think? Who is Holmes' best pick? And who was the biggest bust the Lions ever took? Let me know in the comments section. Speaking of comments, let's read some and then get you to draft day, all right? Yesterday's podcast was about the draft. And about the Lions potentially not picking in the first round. Would you be okay if the Lions did not pick in the first round? Let's take a look-see at the comments, shall we? At Ryan Sauvage, 6570. I'm completely good with trading back depending how far in return. Less ideal to me is moving up, but I like how Brad Holmes has built the team, so I trust he can find the right UDFAs and other free agents to provide enough depth. All right. I like that. What about this one? This one is in all caps from at Mr.Yesu. Sell the picks, trade the first and second picks to move up high to mid first. Sell the third and fourth for a high second or third. Sell the fourth and fifth and sixth for a good third or fourth. Guy, go home with three great guys at edge, corner, and safety. I'm happy. Find a guard in the mess of undrafted free agents. Okay. Not bad. What about this one? At Uper Lights. I'm flying in today. I'm going to go to the Ford Field watch party Thursday, walking around Friday, and I am VIP in the draft theater on Saturday. How about that? How do you get those seats? You're actually in the draft theater? That's pretty kick-ass. And then how about one more for you? This is at Noah.comley. I'm excited for the draft. We'll be going. I think we get Tyrion Arnold or Kool-Aid McKinstry or Nate Wiggins, whoever is available. I'll try to stop by at B-Dubs. I won't get to Detroit till about 4 or 5 p.m. Whew. I wonder how that's going to go for that individual. Noah Conley, stop by, definitely. But I wonder how it's going to go for you. You're going to get in town. You're going to get downtown by 4 or 5. I wonder how close you're going to be able to get at that point. I really can't help but to wonder how crowded it's going to be. Are you going to be able to walk around? Are there going to be enough bathrooms? God, I hope so. Man, there's going to be a lot of great draft stories that I know we're going to hear, and I want your draft stories. Here's what we're going to also do. I've decided this, and I got to run it by the people in charge of this podcast and the people, my bosses, I guess you could call them. But on Thursday night, I'm doing a show 2 hours before our station draft show. So I'm on for 6 to 8 at B-Dubs. After that, I'm going to walk around. I am going to get as many hosts of the ticket to come on the podcast and give us their prediction for who the Lions take in the first round. And then I'm going to wander all over downtown Detroit and ask people, get them on video if they'd be so kind, who the Lions are going to take. I think it's such a hard thing to get right. So whoever gets it right, please watch the episode. Reach out to me. And I'll get you a prize. I don't know what the prize is going to be just yet. Maybe some station swag. Maybe something cooler. I don't know. Maybe a gift card or something. I got to get something. I don't know how many people are actually going to nail the pick. Because I have no idea who the Lions will pick in the first round. Here's the other thing, too. If you say trade back, does that just mean you win? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But those are my plans. Guys, enjoy the draft tomorrow. Hopefully you make it downtown. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be one hell of a once-in-a-lifetime party. And we'll catch you tomorrow on draft day on the Daily Ticket. Man, it's going to be fun, isn't it? Hard not to be fired up. I wonder how many people are actually going to go to work on Thursday or Friday. I would say call off. Your bosses will understand. Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. All right, that's going to do it, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow on actual draft day in downtown Detroit. Until then, enjoy your hump day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.